USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into what's being called an extremely dangerous hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. While it's too soon, they say, to determine the location and magnitude of the impacts, that tropical storm packing maximum winds right now of 65 miles an hour. It's about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, according to the Hurricane Center. Those islands include the Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Antigua. Former Proud Boys Chairman Enrique Tarrio sentenced yesterday to 22 years in prison for what's called seditious conspiracy and leading a failed plot to prevent the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Enrico Tarrio to 22 years. Tarrio was not there on the day of the January 6th riots, but prosecutors successfully painted him as, in their words, a general rather than a soldier that day. Tarrio was one of four Proud Boy leaders to be convicted on the Civil War era charges. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Drug intoxication suspected in the death of 32-year-old festival goer at Burning Man, where some 70,000 attendees were trapped in the remote Black Rock Desert in Nevada over the weekend due to heavy rains and thick mud. Leon Reese, 32, of Truckee, California, died Friday after he was found unresponsive. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Former NFL wide receiver Mike Williams reportedly died yesterday at the age of 36. Spectrum News in Buffalo reporting that Williams was working at a construction site when he suffered injuries in an accident. Williams, a Buffalo native, attended Syracuse University and as a true freshman in 2006, led the team with 461 receiving yards. He was an all-Big East selection the following season, but was suspended for the 2008 season for academic reasons. He played in the NFL for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Buffalo Bills, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Coast Guard officials arrested a Florida man after they intercepted his unusual hamster wheel contraption that they say he was allegedly attempting to run across the ocean to London in. 44-year-old Reza Bellucci facing federal charges after he was rescued 70 miles off Tybee Island, Georgia, by Coast Guard officials. And this is not his first attempt to run on water in his hamster wheel. Officials say he attempted similar voyages in 2014, 2016, and 2021. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner going their separate ways. The singer filing a petition for divorce in Florida yesterday in Miami-Dade County. That petition states the marriage is irretrievably broken as grounds for dissolution. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.